Thank you so very much for seeing to it that myself, along with several other pastors here in the Antelope Valley, that come on to the air to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. So with that, Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of being here today. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak to the community, speak to those who will hear you, and those who believe your word, those who will trust your word. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to share a word, and I shared this just a couple of days ago here at our church, and it's called We Got This. We Got This. And so let me share the scripture with you where we'll be coming from. We'll be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll be coming from Matthew chapter 28 and Luke chapter 10. So if you want to join us, come on with us. Let's start with the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, and let's see what Paul was saying to Timothy. Listen what he said. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now remember the word grace. Don't forget that one. Next thing he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same committed thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, what is he really saying to us? He's saying that I want you to be strong in the grace. And by the way, let Brother Henry tell you this. If it were not for the grace of God, I could not make it. Because if he don't give me grace and judge me rightfully, I can't make it. Now, maybe some of you all are better than that, but I certainly am not. Now, verse 3. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, notice what he says. Endure hardness. In other words, Paul is saying to Timothy, don't worry about it. If you're having a good time right now, look out. Because hardness is coming. They're going to be, the devil going to come after you with all kind of stuff to shoot you down. But what you've got to do is to endure. And that's the only thing that the Lord says that will work is when we will, those who endure to the end. Now, what is this business of hardness? Suffer trouble, afflictions, turbulence that come at us. Now, some of us, I hope you get this one. Some of us say we are enduring hardness, but really the only thing that's happening is we do what we do, but we stand around and argue for days on end. And the Lord is looking for us to do what we do without a whole lot of argument, without a whole lot of fussing and scrambling and complaining about what's coming at us. The Lord is looking for us to endure. So endure, in fact, James talks about it, enduring with great joy. He said, in everything, count it all joy. Now, that's not easy as it sounds. Now, he says, endure hardness as a good soldier, a professional warrior. A professional warrior knows how to win. Now, a good soldier knows his 9 general orders. One of those orders says, I will quit my post only when properly relieved. I will walk my post in a military manner and will quit walking only when properly relieved. Well, what are you saying, good soldier? Well, what I'm really saying as a good soldier, I'm saying that it don't make any difference if you kill me. I'm not leaving my post until the sergeant, the first sergeant, or whoever put me out here, until they come and get me, I'm here. I'm not leaving. That's what the Lord Jesus is looking for. But now look what the Lord Jesus promises that the sergeant couldn't promise us. Let's go over to the book of Matthew 28 and verse 20. Let me take you there real quick to the book of Matthew. And I want you to look at verse 20 with me. And here's what verse 20 said. Matthew 28 and 20. Notice I already told you to endure hardness as a good soldier. And now remember the subject that I gave you. We got this. We got this. Not I got this. We got this. So listen what happened. Listen what Jesus said. Go into all of the world, all of the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 20. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. He didn't say nothing about preaching. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Lo, I am with you, even to the end of the world. Now, what in the world is the Lord saying? Let's pull this apart and take a look at it. I am with you always. Let's take the I. I. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. First person, not a substitute. I, me, this is absolutely, emphatically me. Nobody else is going to take my place. I'm going with you. So whatever hardness you have to go through, I got you covered, because I'm going to be right there with you. And when you can't handle it, hand it over to me, and I'll be right there to help you take care of it. Watch this. I'm an old football player. Wrong word. Used to be an old football player. I ain't out there anymore trying to fool myself and act like I can do this. Not headed up in there toward 82 years old. No way. But let me tell you what I did when I was playing football. First of all, I would talk to the guy in front of me. In my day, we played defense and offense. You played 60-minute ball. So listen, let me tell you what I would be saying to the guy in front of me. Hey, buddy, I'm coming right up through here, and I'm going to knock you plumb out of the hole, and my tailback is coming right through here. I'm just talking. My quarterback is back there calling Caden, but I know when he's going to tell me hut. And while he's looking at me and getting mad at me, and my quarterback has hut, I got him and gone. Even if he outweighed me 40 or 50 pounds, I done hit him two or three times and out of the way, and my scat back is coming through the hole. But now that's when I was good. But watch this. Every time that I told that guy in front of me I was going to move him, I didn't quite make it. He got me sometime. What's the difference between what I'm telling you and what the Lord Jesus said? Well, what Jesus said is, I'm with you always, even to the end. And I want you to know what he's saying is that I am with you. I'm not sending anybody else. Then notice the word with. That means he's amidst of where you are. He's in position with you. He's wherever you are, whenever you are, wherever you are. And he said, not sometime, but all the time. Now, while I couldn't move that dude out of the hole, Jesus can move Satan out of the way. All you got to do is to turn it over to him. So what is it that the reason why I said that we got this is because the Lord Jesus is with us, and anything I cannot handle, He can. Let me move on with you. Let me take you a little further as we begin to look at something else. Well, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, the Lord says something like this. And this is Jesus speaking again. Behold, in other words, look, stop, look and listen. I've given you power, and I've given you power over the enemy, and you have the power to tread on his head, and there's nothing he can do about it as long as you trust me. That's why I can say today to every one of you who are listening with me today, never allow yourself to get in the trick bag that Satan would like to put you in and say, I got it. Because, baby, the minute you say, I got it, the devil will blow you over. And ain't nothing you can do about it. But if you say, we, and that we being Jesus in the middle of it, and he is the one who's saying that I got you covered, I guarantee you that he's got you covered. Not one time, but every time. Now look at this power, he says. Behold, I give you power. Now, what is power? If I were to look in the book of, in the physics book, it says the ability to do work. But when I look at the Bible and look at what he's saying, it actually means that we are superhuman. Superhuman. Not just a regular Henry Hearns. And I'm pretty strong. I can do, even now, I can still do a few push-ups, a few jumping jacks, ride a bike, lift some weights. I can do all that a little bit. But let me tell you what this is talking about. What this is talking about, not only a human, but superhuman. That which normal humans cannot do. He puts us in control. In fact, I hear the Lord speaking, let me see, over there in Matthew chapter 16 and somewhere around verse 19, he says, hey, Peter, hey, John, all the rest of you 11 disciples, not 12, 11 now, behold, I give you the keys. And I give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I will loose in heaven. In other words, if you accept them by the word for which I've given you, then I will accept them in the kingdom forever. But if they refuse to obey the word for which you've given them, that I've given you, then they cannot get in the kingdom of heaven. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we got power that all we have to do is to follow the Lord Jesus and do what he tells us. So power makes us superhuman, and it also puts us in control. Then he said he give us power to tread. What do you mean? Step on, walk on, run on, do it in, under our feet. That's what that really means. Then it says all, any, he said, tread, and he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, what are you talking about, preacher? Glad you asked. It means any parts of a whole. Even the small things, the big things, the strong things, the strange thing, nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this means man, woman, boy, girl, bombs. Lord have mercy. I am so glad and so thankful that I can make a statement in the middle of whatever going on that nothing can by any means hurt me. Please understand, the book teaches us very clearly that we are called for purpose. The Lord has called us for purpose. And he says this by purpose. I think that's Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. By the way, those of you who are listening up to me, I hope I'm not taking you through too many scriptures, but you get them and read them for yourself. He says that if we're called by his purpose, now here's what you can think about. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's over there, Luke chapter 10. I am with you. That's Matthew chapter 28. Endure hardness. That's 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Now all this put together, I can walk right through whatever's coming at me. Raise up my hand and tell the devil, get back. And if you know what's good for you, you'll get back, get out of the way. But if I can't handle you, there's one greater than me, in me, ready to take you on. So you better get back. And did you know what? I didn't know this for a long time. But the devil knows when the Spirit of God is in you. He just kind of know that. And when he knows that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, he has to get back. The book said if you speak to him, he will get back. So I encourage all of you to begin to say, no matter what's going on in your life, whether it's a marriage problem, whether it's a son or daughter problem, whether it's a money problem, whether it's a house problem, it doesn't make any difference what it is that's going on. You need to know that you can make a statement. We got this. And that we mean the Lord Jesus and you. And the Lord needs you to be bold enough, have faith enough to comply to that statement and say that we got this. Well, as we try to wrap up this message, I am so thankful today to have this opportunity to let you know that the Word of God has not changed and has been written ever since he wrote it. And that was a few hundred years before I ever got here. And some of it was written 1,000 years or so before I ever got here, thousands of years before I got here. But did you know the Word is just as good today as it was when it was spoken out of the mouth of God? God has not changed, and he will not change. He will continue to be with us, no matter what it looks like. So I come to encourage you today, to let you know that it's all over for Satan if you're willing to trust God. Trust him, believe him, walk in it, talk in it. Don't let nothing get in your way. I want to encourage you to let the Lord lead you. And if you let him lead you, you can't fail. He's given us power, and I'm thankful for it. Well, if you have any concerns about us and you want to hear more of the Word of God, taught straight from the Word, we would encourage you to come by our church. And we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Sun Village or Little Rock, California. We're just about at the corner of R and 100th Street East. 37721 North 100th Street East. And that's at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. Also, this evening, we're going to be having a workshop concert here at 5 o'clock this evening. And so if you want to come by, we'd be glad to have you. There's a workshop going on in our church starting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which will already be over by the time you hear this message. But the concert this evening will still be an opportunity for you to come by at our church and hear the workshop choir perform. Well, God bless you, and it's been mighty good to be with you, to let you know we got this. I can tell the devil without batting an eye, we got this. So, Father, I come to you now, thanking you for this opportunity to be here, thanking you for the privilege of sharing the Word of God over the technology that has been provided to us, and I thank you for it. Oh, God, would you bless us, keep us, never let us look to our own power, but look to the power that you have given us, and know that we got this because you gave us the power to have it. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen.